The businessman who won the rights to name the Wanderers Stadium after his company has donated a staggering £10,000 to help save Bolton Hospice. Dougie Mercer is a huge supporter of the hospice and said that it is up to the town to save the service, which does the town credit. The Bolton News launched its Save Bolton Hospice campaign after it emerged that the well-loved Chorley New Road site is running at a £1.2 million loss and could be forced to cut nearly a third of its beds. The campaign is to help reduce the deficit and aims to raise an initial £100,000. Dougie is the chief executive of Tough Sheet, and as well as the donation, he has pledged a legacy in his will to Bolton Hospice and is encouraging businesses in Bolton to donate to save the important facility. He said, "I love Bolton and its community in all its aspects, and this is such a beautiful small hospice and does the town credit. With the funding crisis at the moment, it's got to be down to local individuals and companies to keep it alive. When you come here, it's so peaceful and relaxing, not morbid. It's a pleasant place. I can't think of anywhere nicer for my final days." Dougie joked that he hoped he could get the penthouse suite on his final day, before talking about how important the hospice had been in his own life. He lost his wife, Bernadette, to cancer in 2017 and said he found it hard to help his then 17-year-old daughter, highlighting a service the hospice offers to help young people dealing with loss. He said, "I have had a couple of family members that have passed away here, and it wasn't sombre for them at all. It was a relaxing time, and they were comfortable. If you care for the community and for Bolton as a whole, you should donate. God forbid that it has to shut down due to lack of funds. We will all be so upset, and it cannot be allowed to happen. Bolton businesses all have employees and their families that may need Bolton Hospice one day." Chief Executive Dr. Lee Valance said the donation made a huge difference and was surprised to learn about Dougie's legacy in his will. She said, "All my staff and volunteers work incredibly hard, and for them to know that it's the Bolton people who are totally behind them just lifts their spirits and helps them carry on. This is a community resource, and we need the community and the businesses in our community to help support us." The donation will help the hospice continue to provide services like emotional support, pain and symptom management, maintain the workforce, and provide educational support to schools. Editor of the Bolton News, Richard Duggan, said, "We've been overwhelmed by the donations made to the hospice directly and via the GoFundMe page since the launch of the campaign. This latest donation by Tough Sheet takes us a step closer to our target of raising £100,000 for this beloved institution, and we are so grateful for their generosity. If more businesses in Bolton dig deep and donate, we'll be even closer to saving Bolton Hospice."